Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Week 5 of the Big 12 Conference is here. Let's do it. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you can find us covering the Big 12. Glad you are a part of the show, as always. So we have got a great group of games. We are fully into conference play for the most part. We got, one non-con on the schedule this week, but we are fully immersed now in conference play. That means it's getting good in the Big 12. We got 8 games this weekend to run down with you. So let's do it. I'll give you some picks against the spread as well. And there are a couple of over-unders that I'm looking at this weekend too. So let's start with a couple of Friday games. We've got Arizona State taking on TCU in a game that could end up defining the Big 12 season. And this game is going to be awesome. I can't wait for this one on Friday night. My man Tim Brando is going to be on the call in Tempe, and this game will go a long way to determining who ends up playing in a Big 12 championship. So I'm looking at this game, and I see a few things that stand out to me. First off, both of these teams, I think, are going to put up a lot of points. And the matchup I like the best right now is the Arizona State running game, led by Relique Brown and Sam Levitt, going up against the TCU rush defense, which has been middle of the road at best in their three games. So that's a matchup with Arizona State piling up 219 rushing yards per game so far. I really like in favor of Arizona State. And I think Arizona State is going to be able to get to Josh Hoover. Now, I think TCU is going to have a plan to get rid of the ball quickly. But Arizona State has done a sneaky good job getting to the quarterback. They are tied atop the Big 12 with 13 sacks through their four games. And while TCU has not allowed a lot of sacks, they also have not seen a defense like what they will see with Arizona State on the road. You know I'm a big Josh Hoover fan, but this one stands out to me as an opportunity for Arizona State defensively to be able to get to Josh Hoover to slow down that offense and slow down that passing attack as much as they can and take advantage on that side of the ball. So I look at that and I say advantage Arizona State. I just wonder and worry a lot about TCU's defense in general. This will be the best offense they see so far. They will be on the road. And their defense so far in terms of yards per game has been suspect. They're bottom four in the Big 12, giving up 353 yards per game. Now, I know they have played two Power Four teams in the non-con, but North Carolina looks terrible. So one of those games I might discount and say it's North Carolina. They stunk in that first game, and they stunk last weekend against UCF. So how much stock do I put in North Carolina? I'm not going to do a lot of it. So right there, I am looking at this game and I'm saying to myself, TCU is going to put up its points. I think Arizona State is going to do a really good job against this TCU defense. So I like Arizona State straight up, but I also like the over 54.5 in this game on Friday night. This feels like one of those 41-38 games between these two teams. So I like Arizona State straight up. And I like the over 54.5 on Friday night. All right. Next up, let's go to the other Friday game. It is Houston and Oregon State So Houston's off a bye week. They get an Oregon State team that absolutely stinks, 0-4. They're getting demolished by everybody they play. I mean, beat up by Texas Tech a couple of weeks back, smoked by Oregon this past week. And Houston is a team that is right now sneaky good. They are 3-0 against the spread this season. And a lot of teams are realizing that Willie Fritz has a much improved team in year two. So I'm looking at this team, the Houston Cougars, and I'm saying they're top four in time of possession. They are doing a great job so far against the spread, undefeated against the spread, 4-1 in the past five games. I've got an Oregon State team that can't cover a number to save its life. 2-10 in their last 12 games against the spread. 1-5 in their last six games against the spread against Big 12 teams. And they are 1-5 in their last six games at home against the spread. The number jumped up a little bit early on when it dropped at Houston minus 12.5. It's now Houston minus 13.5. And I don't know how you don't like Houston. A lot of the money's pouring in on Houston. That always makes me a little nervous. Houston is going on the road. They do have Texas Tech next week. So maybe you're saying, oh, is this going to be some kind of a trap game? I just think they're that much better. I mean, Oregon State has not been close this season. They have losses to, I mean, you just look at who they've lost to so far this year. It's Oregon last week, 41-7, right? That was hideous. The week before that was Texas Tech, 45-14. Fresno State in week two and Cal in week one by 19. How do you not pile on Houston here? So I really like Houston minus the 13.5. I'm jumping on it and I'm making that one of my picks this week in the Big 12 as well. I still think that number is low and not giving the Cougars enough credit for what they've done so far this season. All right, let's go to the Saturday games in the Big 12. We've got Kansas and Cincinnati to talk about here. So Kansas is coming off that big win against West Virginia. Cincinnati's coming off its bye week, right? I think it's basically a wash. KU hasn't really had to do a lot of traveling. Even their game before that was against Missouri, a couple hours away. Then they had a bye week. Then they had the home game against West Virginia. This is not a tired Kansas team. This is a Kansas team, though, that has been very efficient and very effective on offense. And that's a matchup for the Jayhawks I like a lot going into this one. Kansas is top four in offensive efficiency so far in the Big 12 this season. Cincinnati is in the bottom four. They are 13th in the Big 12 in defensive efficiency, despite having a relatively easy non-conference slate. And the one decent team they played, Nebraska, of course, they lost to in that week one matchup. The bye week to me is not all that critical this time of year, especially with what I just mentioned regarding KU. And I'm looking at this Kansas team and saying to myself, they could run silly on Cincinnati. They just continue to get that running game humming. And you saw it last week. You saw it play out last week in their big win against West Virginia. And not that the Mountaineers are any great shakes. But, you know, they had a win the week prior against Pittsburgh. It looks like they left the team in Morgantown after beating Pittsburgh. But still, I think you've got a three-headed monster there at running back that is going to give a lot of teams a lot of trouble, including Cincinnati coming up this weekend. You obviously have Jalen Daniels at quarterback, but then you mix in Daniel Hyshaw. You've got LaShawn Williams, the Iowa transfer, who had himself a big game last week. And while you like Cincinnati up front, especially with the Godfather Corleone in the middle, there are enough weapons for Kansas to work around that. And that's something that on the road for Cincinnati, I think is going to play a factor. Cincinnati has been pretty solid against the run this season. But once again, these numbers are still a little skewed because some teams only have three games of data points. And if it's a non-conference game in all three, then sometimes you look at those numbers and you're like, okay, who did you actually do it against? Who did you play? Those numbers this early in the season can still be skewed when you're talking about Northwestern State, which was the last team that Cincinnati played. And you look at that game and it's like, okay, they win the game 70-0 and they hold Northwestern to 1.9 rushing yards. Yes, that's going to make your stats as a team look better. That's just a fact. So I think there's a little bit of that going on here for Cincinnati. Not that I don't think they can be much improved, but going on the road, KU's been very good at home, and beating this KU team, I don't see it. So I see Kansas winning this game, and I'll say it's something like 34-24 is where I think this game ends up in favor of the Kansas Jayhawks on Saturday. That's 11 a.m. Central time kickoff. Next up, we have got UCF on the road against Kansas State. Man, this is a game that I did not anticipate looking like this coming into it. All right, think about it. You've got a K-State team that is on the ropes right now, coming out of its bye week. Is there anything left for Kansas State this season? They are a bad play, or I should say a good play against North Dakota State, that big run by Avery Johnson down the left sideline, which set up the touchdown. They're a couple of good plays away from being 0-4. And UCF, I know it's North Carolina. They're not very good, but UCF continues to look better. They can only play who they played, and I've been impressed the more I watch UCF. They've got the right guy quarterback in Taven Jackson. He has dual threat ability. And, you know, I see a UCF team that is doing a great job running the football, going up against a Kansas State team that's done a bad job of stopping the run. UCF is averaging 200-plus yards per game on the ground. K-State's given up a 176. That's fourth worst in the Big 12 right now. So it's very unusual for a Kansas State team to be unable to stop the run, but they can't stop the run. So that matchup, especially when you're talking about a team trying to win on the road, is very favorable for the Knights. If you're Kansas State, you're just hoping that the bye week solved some things. And it could have. Dylan Edwards is coming back at running back. That's a big deal for Kansas State going into this game. But man, Kansas State, just you look at where this team is right now. Both sides of the ball have a bunch of problems. When it comes to total offense per game, Kansas State is at the bottom of the Big 12, dead last behind Oklahoma State, who can't do anything. So yeah, Dylan Edwards is back, and that's tremendous, and you're happy about that if you're a Kansas State fan. But how big of a difference is it going to make if Avery Johnson stays very inconsistent at quarterback, right? If teams are basically saying to Avery Johnson, beat us with your arm, and he can't do it with any kind of consistency, that's going to be a big problem. It's also a UCF team that's done a great job in the pass defense so far this year. Four interceptions near the top of the Big 12, trailing only Houston and Arizona and Texas Tech and Utah. So they're right near the top on that front. And they're only giving up, I mean, look at these numbers. Once again, I know they're skewed a little bit when you've only got three non-conference games, but they're only giving up a 117 through the air. You combine that with Avery Johnson, who has not looked all that good through the first four games of the season for Kansas State, man, I don't know. I don't know how you don't ride K-State. Excuse me. I don't know how you don't ride UCF straight up in this one. I'm in. All right. And I hope I'm not overreacting here, but I'm in on what UCF is doing and what I've seen so far from the Knights. Don't let me down now. Okay. UCF, dude, please don't let me down. I'm in on you guys. I'm buying what I'm seeing from UCF against Kansas State. Let me preface that. Against Kansas State, I'm buying UCF. But I'm going with the Knights here in this one. I mean, they're a six-point dog, and I will make that one of my picks here. UCF plus the six, and heck, I'm going to take them outright because why the heck not based on what Kansas State is doing, all right? So sign me up for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Next up, Oklahoma State and Baylor. I'm staying away from it from a pick perspective. I mean, I'll pick Baylor to win the game outright. They're a 20.5-point favorite. I just don't know what to do with the spread. I have no idea. And nobody does. Mike Gundy got fired. They're at home. Doug Meacham's the interim head coach. You can go through all the data points and suggest that, you know, Oklahoma State stinks. There's no reason for them to be in this game competitively. But you never know. Do you guys wake up and just say, you know what? We're going to prove everybody wrong. Gundy was our guy. Or are these guys already DMing other coaches and trying to get into the transfer portal? I don't know. No idea. And very few people do. What's the focus level? What's the care level? What's the effort look like? What is the fan engagement like on Saturday? Is Boone Pickens Stadium packed to show support for the program? Or is it empty? Or is it somewhere in between? Is it irrelevant? I don't know. I know Baylor's coming off a tough loss at home. Baylor's got to get his running game going. That's been a big disappointment so far for the Baylor Bears. The running game just hasn't been there with Bryson Washington like I thought it was going to be. They're only averaging .139 on the ground. That's second worst in the Big 12, ahead of only Kansas State, who we talked about earlier. And Oklahoma State's near the bottom of that list as well. The good news for Baylor, if there's a time to get its running game back on track, it's this game. It's this game because they are playing Oklahoma State, the worst rush defense in the entire Big 12 conference, giving up 211 per game, 16 yards per game worse than anybody else. So, I'm going Baylor here, but it's more of a, if you pick this game against the spread, just know what you're doing. It's a feel pick. 20.5 points is the number. No one knows what kind of mental shape Oklahoma State is in. I guess if you've got insider information, please drop it in the comments. Do what you want. But I don't know what to tell you on that one. Hey, by the way, if you are watching us on YouTube, please make sure you are subscribed. Same thing on the podcast. Make sure you hit that 5-star rating and review. And also, while you're at it, hey, make sure that you go out there and you listen to us on the radio show. We've got radio affiliates around the country who carry this show as well. So thank you guys for being here as always. Let's dive into the Utah-West Virginia game, shall we? I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. So Utah is a team that's looking to get back on track after that loss to Texas Tech last week. And while the Utah offense was driving me nuts, I know it was driving Utah fans nuts, I don't want to overreact because I really think Texas Tech is that good. And I believe that Texas Tech is the favorite in the Big 12 conference and deserve to be the favorite in the Big 12 conference. So I don't want to sit here and overreact to that one game last week against the Red Raiders. But I do need to see Devin Dampier and that offense step it up, especially in the passing game, because that was tough to watch at some points last week. Even though the Texas Tech defense is really good, that was very difficult to watch. Now, the good news is that Utah's got a running game that's second in the Big 12. That's where, of course, they want to win any game, especially when you're going on the road. And you're going up against a West Virginia team that has not been good against the run and was not good last week against KU against the run in Lawrence. So that is a very favorable matchup right there for the Utah Utes. They want to own the time of possession in this game. They've done a really good job of that so far this season, top three in the Big 12 in time of possession. And it's something that I know is a focus, of course, for the Utes. On the other side, you've got a West Virginia team that's at the very bottom, 14th out of 16 Big 12 teams in time of possession. They've done a terrible job on that front. So Utah's a solid favorite here in the game on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia. They're at 12.5 points right now. It opened up at 10.5. A bunch of money poured in, pushed it up to 12.5. I'm not going to make it one of my picks, but I'm going to be on Utah. And I see this game somewhere in the range of, I would say something like 31-17 on a game like this. West Virginia had its Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. My fear is that it's all downhill from there as Rich Rod continues to try to rebuild the program. I'd love to be wrong about this team this season, but man, they just did not get off the bus last week against KU. And now I want to see it with my own two eyes to watch this team bounce back in some kind of meaningful way. Let's talk Arizona on the road against Iowa State. This becomes a surprisingly interesting game, right? Who would have expected that? Arizona's off to a nice 3-0 start. They are undefeated so far against the spread. Iowa State, of course, is 4-0 as well. And now you've got these two teams clashing in Ames in a game that didn't have much intrigue a month ago, probably, but has it now, right? That's what I love about the Big 12. You've got this game now kicking off at 6 p.m. on Saturday, Central Time, on ESPN, and you're like, this is a pretty good game. Now, Iowa State's a solid favorite at -6.5. I'll say they're worthy of that. But what I find intriguing about this game is the fact that Arizona has done it, albeit their schedule has looked weaker with each passing week. I will admit that. Iowa State's coming off the bye, so is Arizona. All right? But I'm looking at this Iowa State team, and I'm seeing the team that doesn't look like it's really missed a beat coming off of last season, despite the fact that they lost a bunch of guys to the NFL. And I see a defense under John Heacock that's continuing to be very effective, which is what you expect from a John Heacock coach defense. It's just every year, no matter what, he's got this team in a very good spot. Now, the running defense has been a little weaker than normal by Iowa State standards, but it's still very good. But what intrigues me about this game is that both teams are really leaning into time of possession. Both Arizona and Iowa State are in the top six in the Big 12 in time of possession. That tells me that these two teams want to slow the game down as much as they can, which is weird because you don't think of Arizona as that kind of a team, right? They have not been rushing the ball a ton. I mean, Iowa State's fourth in the Big 12 in rushing attempts. Arizona is at 11th in rushing attempts. So it's not like Arizona is leaning into the running game. Some of that could be skewed by the fact that they played Hawaii, and all Hawaii does is throw the ball. So your time of possession is going to be, you know, more biased in a game like that because you're playing against a team that doesn't really have any interest in time of possession. So I get it. Once again, these early season numbers can be a little bit skewed. But still, put that aside, and I'm going to lean into the under 48.5 on this game. I believe Iowa State's going to win the game, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I believe you'll see something along the lines of Iowa State 27, Arizona 17. That's where I see this game falling, and I just think it will be a methodical game. No one may really get off to a hot start in this game. Both teams are coming off a bye, maybe a little rust to knock off as well. They'll be feeling each other out early. And I will lean in on the under 48.5 between Iowa State and Arizona coming up on Saturday night in Ames. And last up, let's get to this BYU-Colorado game. You want to talk time of possession? BYU is 1. Colorado is 13. Okay? It's not even close. So for this one, you've got the best defense in the Big 12 right now in BYU. They are skyrocketing up my Big 12 football power rankings. They're now in the top 5. 1.6 rushing yards per game they're giving up. Once again, still, yes, a little bit skewed, but amazing. And Colorado doesn't do any of that. Colorado doesn't run the ball all that well, 9th in the Big 12. They don't stop the running attack. They're 15th in the Big 12. BYU is getting better at running the ball. When you actually look at average yards per carry, BYU is first in the Big 12 at 6.5 yards per game. So this one to me is all BYU. I love BYU in this game. They're only 6.5-point favorites, but I'm going with them on this one. I'm leaning into this one hard. I think that Bear Bachmar got some, he got a little taste last week of a difficult road environment at night at East Carolina. And, you know, I think that Colorado is just not the program it was a year ago. And we're seeing that play out every single week. Yeah, they beat Wyoming. It's Wyoming. Wyoming's not very good this year. Okay. So I get this BYU defense against the Colorado offense that's still trying to figure itself out. Are they going to start Caden Salter at quarterback or not? They've bounced back and forth on that front. No matter what, the passing attack has been hit or miss at times. The running game feels like it's non-existent. And in the trenches, BYU is going to dominate this thing, especially on the defensive side. So I'm all in on BYU in this game. And I think it looks like something along the lines of 31-14. I will take BYU minus the 6.5 in this game. So there you go. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. That is where you find us with the Week 5 preview here in the Big 12. So my picks, I'm going over the 54.5 in Arizona State TCU. I'm going Houston minus the 13.5. UCF plus the 6 at Kansas State. Rolling under 48.5 for Arizona and Iowa State, and BYU minus 6.5 against Colorado. There you have it. Week 5 preview in the books. Make sure you are subscribed. I'm Pete Mundo. We're HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12. We are always glad that you are here. Share the show with a Big 12 friend. We're back with the reaction show this weekend. That's why you got to be subscribed. We react to it every single Sunday. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.